The COP28 Climate Summit is currently taking place in Dubai, where delegates are discussing various solutions to combat climate change. While the Earth's climate is changing rapidly and urgent action is needed, there is hope for the future. Let's take a look at five concrete solutions that are being discussed at the summit. Firstly, it is crucial to cut down on burning fossil fuels such as coal, oil, and gas. These fuels are responsible for over 3/4 of global greenhouse gas emissions. Many governments, scientists, and campaigners are pushing for a global agreement to phase out these polluting fuels. Although global demand for fossil fuels is expected to peak before 2030, this alone is not enough to meet the climate goals set in the Paris Agreement. Secondly, renewable energy sources like wind and solar power offer a promising alternative to fossil fuels. The cost of renewables has been decreasing, leading to a surge in their usage worldwide. By 2030, wind and solar energy could supply more than 1/3 of all electricity, up from the current 12%. However, other technologies like battery storage, nuclear power, and green hydrogen energy will also be necessary to fill in the gaps when renewable sources are not available. Thirdly, switching to electric vehicles, EVs, can significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions from road transport. EVs have the potential to cut emissions by around 2/3 compared to petrol and diesel cars. As the electricity used to power EVs becomes cleaner, their emissions advantage will only increase. The sales of EVs are rapidly increasing, and it is projected that they could account for 18% of new car sales in 2023. This shift towards EVs could be accelerated by the decreasing costs, making them more affordable than traditional cars in the near future. Another important solution is to tackle methane emissions, which contribute to around 30% of global warming. Methane is a potent warming gas, although it remains in the atmosphere for a shorter period compared to carbon dioxide. Key sources of methane emissions include agriculture, fossil fuel production, and waste. Over 150 countries have committed to reducing methane emissions by 30% by 2030, with China being a notable exception. Lastly, capturing carbon dioxide, CO2, from the atmosphere or directly from its source is crucial to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The natural world already absorbs over half of CO2 emissions, but human activities like deforestation and warming the seas are hindering this process. Restoring ecosystems and implementing industrial carbon capture and storage technologies are potential solutions, but they are still emerging and expensive. In conclusion, the COP28 Climate Summit is focusing on concrete solutions to combat climate change. Cutting fossil fuel usage, increasing renewable energy sources, transitioning to electric vehicles, reducing methane emissions, and capturing carbon are all crucial steps in mitigating the effects of climate change. While there are challenges to overcome, there is hope that these solutions can help limit global warming and protect the planet for future generations.